Lord, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. May we hide it, Lord, in our hearts. Lord, we may not sin against you. Right. Let's kind of share something a little bit, what the Lord is kind of speaking to me and sharing with me just in my personal walk. And, I love that scripture. I love that part about Jesus leaving his peace with us. That always an encouragement to me that peace is actually a person. It's the presence of Christ within us, right? And it's not something we have to muster up or ask the Lord to give us. He has already given it to us in Christ. So you and I have as a gift, as peace, part of the gift of righteousness from God as a gift to us. So this season, we can just celebrate that. But one thing I've been thinking of is just Lord sharing the scripture with me out of Romans chapter 10. And there's kind of a dual thing there in Romans 10 because, you know, of course, Paul is writing to Christians. He's not writing to unbelievers. So he's not writing to unbelievers how to get saved because they're already saved, right? Even though there's a great word in here about believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. I mean, that's part of the deal, right? But again, he's writing to Christians, and he's writing to them, and what he's talking to them about here is the righteousness of God that comes by faith, right? The righteousness, and Colossians tells us, as you therefore have received the Lord Jesus, so walk in him. In other words, the same way you get saved is the same way you live. So you got saved by faith, and put your trust, and that's how you walk it out. By faith, right? Trusting in him to do it in and through you. So, same kind of thing here in Romans chapter 10. I'll just read a few verses. There's a lot in here. We just have a few minutes. And he's asking that Moses writes in verse 5 of 10 that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on the law shall live by that righteousness. In other words, if any righteousness is from the law, you got to keep the whole law, right? Every single bit of it. If you blow it in one area, Scripture tells us you've blown it in all areas. So, if you're trying to live by the law or by rules and righteousness, then it's going to be absolutely exhausting. Then he says this, but the righteousness based on faith speaks the following. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will ascend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. In other words, righteousness doesn't say, well, I've got to bring Jesus down from heaven, right? Or I've got to bring him up from the dead again. But what does it say is, it goes on to say this, the word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we're preaching. So the word, God, the word, Jesus, the living word, what he's saying is you don't have to pull Jesus out of heaven or pull him up from the dead. He lives in you. The word is in your heart and it's in your mouth. That's where the living word abides in us, right? And he's just trying to give us, teach us about how to live by faith here. Real important. And then he goes on to say, and again, this is a double-edged sword, a dual word, that if you confess, he goes on to say, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Okay? Now, that's how I get saved. But also, this is how, if you use the word saved just as the word for deliverance. So, salvation is just not something that, bam, happens, but it's all through my life. You're not working for your salvation. It happened. You're seated with Christ in the heavenly places. It's a done deal. But my daily salvation or my daily deliverance is worked out just exactly the same way. That I believe in my heart, and then I speak with my mouth. I confess that, right? Again, he goes on to say, I'll read that one more time in 9 and 10. That we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. Right? Jesus is Lord over everything in my life, right? Everything is under his feet. I believe that in my heart. I speak it. Then he says this in verse 10, for with the heart a man believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in deliverance, salvation. Well, what does Scripture say? Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Again, now that verse is not about my initial salvation. It's about my daily deliverance, right? That if I believe in him and trust in him, I will not be put to shame. I will not be disappointed. Right? No condemnation in Christ Jesus. So I'm going to tie these in kind of to what it looks like. Because I was reading a psalm this morning, Psalm 103 and 104 actually start the very same way. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. And he goes through all the benefits of the Lord, everything that he brought us. 104, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you're very great. And this says this in Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. So, blessing the Lord at all times, praising him at all times, you know, you think, well, can a person actually do that? Yes, right? Bless the Lord at all times. In other words, I'm thanking him and praising the Lord at all times, right? All times covers every single thing in my life. So my deliverance is, and my salvation comes from believing in the heart and then speaking with my mouth, right? Because remember, Scripture tells us that we speak things that come out of our mouth, we speak what we're believing, right? Whatever we speak out is whatever's going on in our heart, right? So if I speak frustration and anger and all that kind of stuff out of my mouth, then that's what I'm entertaining in my heart, right? But if I'm speaking out and I'm just blessing, Lord, bless you. I thank you for this. I thank you for this. And that kind of ties it into what Paul is talking about, that we, at all times and everything, always give thanks to the Lord in Christ Jesus, right? Give thanks in everything. Every single circumstance, situation, I'm thanking the Lord. That's what it means to bless the Lord. I'm thanking him. Okay? What I'm thanking him for is his sovereignty in this situation. That his word to me is that in every single thing, he uses that for my good. Everything that I'm in my life, he's going to use it for his glory and my good and my salvation and my deliverance. Right? So that's a part of what Romans chapter 10 is saying. So what does it look like to walk in victory in this thing? Is I just start with believing, Lord, it doesn't say you have to understand it. It doesn't say understand it, right? Understand it, contemplate on it, then believe it. No, it says believe. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth, you're going to be delivered. Because as you believe, you speak. So it starts there. It starts in me saying, all right, Lord, I really don't understand everything that you're doing. You didn't tell me to do that, but you know what I do believe is that you're good and you're big and that you're going to use this. And you know what, God? You're going to deliver me. And so I bless you at all. I praise you in this situation. As I'm speaking that out, what's going on in my heart, then what I see in my circumstance is victory and salvation. Right? You begin to see yourself walking out of these places, and you're not just stuck there, you know? Psalm 18 talks about that, where David's speaking there and where the Lord just delivered me from the miry clay and he set my feet on the rock and he pulled me out of this place, right? But how did he get there? Is he had started to worship, started to praise the Lord, thanking the Lord for that. And so it's really important to tie in a little bit of what I talked about Sunday, is that when the Lord gives you a word or he speaks something, a promise into your heart, right? The word is in you. Again, we don't have to pull it out of heaven like it's saying. I don't have to call Jesus out. I don't have to call him up. The word is in me. It is in my heart. It's been placed there. The new covenant is that the word now is in you. His spirit now lives in us, and his word is now on our tongue and in our mouth, and then we speak it out, right? Kind of gets these things, lack of better words, kind of gets things activated in me. So the Lord is speaking the word to me personally about my healing and restoring me just physically, then that word is in me, right? That word is in me. And it's important that because that word is in me, that I'm therefore speaking that word, right? Speak it as though it is already so. Because if the Lord said it, then that's where the righteousness by faith and my walk, how I come into union with that word. Now, if he spoke that word and I'm not confessing it, well, all that means is one thing real simple. I'm not believing it, right? Because if I believe it, I'm going to speak it. And by that, you know, at my house, when people around me, my family, they're the ones, first ones that can really tell whether I'm really believing that word or I'm really believing what the Lord said. Or in this situation, do I really believe that God is good? Or do I really believe that he's going to deliver me out of this situation, right? Yes. Faith comes by hearing. Goes on verse 17 of chapter 10 of Romans. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. So faith begins, Bishop says this all the time, not what I believe, but what he believed, right? What he says. I come into union with that, how it looks like, and walking it out is saying, yes. And I begin to speak that word out. So just how that looks in my life, recently I've just been saying a lot, Lord, thank you. Thank you for my healing. Lord, I thank you for it. You said it. And I'm beginning to bless, and I'll say the word, Lord, I bless you. I praise you, right? Because you're going to do it. You said you're going to do it. And you said, therefore, if I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth, I will be delivered, right? Is it based on my righteousness? No, it's on his. I'm just coming into union with that. I'm just coming into agreement with what he's saying. And I'm speaking out what is already he put and what is in my heart, what is in me, which is the word. I'm speaking it out, right? A real important thing. Now, that's not word of faith. Not just I just start speaking at whatever I want to. No, I'm speaking what he has said and what he's done, right? And it says that if I do that, you will not be disappointed. Now, that word is actually disappointed, and also you won't be put to shame. But I like the word disappointed better, right? Because disappointment is what we deal with more than shame, right? We get disappointed in how things are working out. We get disappointed in the Lord, or we think that, you know, this doesn't seem to be working out just right. But it says here, if you believe, you will not be disappointed. All right, Lord, then what does belief look like? It looks like speaking it. It looks like believing it, right? Coming into agreement with that. Lord, okay, I get it, right? I know that, you know, and I know it's a battle. I know that the enemy's there to discourage me, but I fight discouragement and through encouragement, through hope. And Lord, you put that in. So I'm just going to start speaking it out. Because if I speak it out, then my mind is going to come into conformity with what I'm saying, right? And I really believe that, that just kind of gets, kind of oils the machine, kind of gets things running quicker for me, right? So I think that we can hasten the word. We can hasten that promise with us just by continually speaking it. Because if you're blessing the Lord at all times, praising him, you just create an environment, an atmosphere around you that demonic spirits can't stay, right? They're not going to stay in a place where you're worshiping, you're praising, you're blessing the Lord, right? They're going to get out of there because that's light, right? Light dispels darkness. So my encouragement to you is the word, just like it says, the word is near you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. Now, speak as though it's so. Because we know it is so because he says it's so, right? Like that thing we say around here all the time. Act like it is so, even when it isn't so, in order for it to be so because he says it's so.